104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Father's Day is Sunday, so we're opening up the lines at 312-729-1043 for things you might want to say to your father. Let's talk to Chrissy from Kenosha. Chrissy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Chrissy, your dad passed away like mine, huh?
Yeah, he passed away in 2002.
Oh, wow.
So sorry, Chrissy.
So Father's Day is Sunday. If you could say anything to your dad, what would you say to him?
How much I miss him and wish that he could see what I've accomplished in my life, including getting my college degree in criminal justice.
That is wonderful. And I'm quite sure your dad is looking down on you proud as punch.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you know what, Chrissy? That is very similar to the things that I said that I want to say to my dad. Also, I just want to say, Big James, James Sr., I hope you're very proud of your son. I learned from you. I walk like you. I look like you. I talk like you. And I hope that when you look down from heaven and you look at me, you say you did a good job. That's all I hope for. And happy Father's Day, big guy. That's what I would say to my dad.
I feel that. I look just like my dad. I act like him. I have tattoos. And my mom said, like, my dad would be proud of my tattoos, but he wouldn't be happy with a lot of my piercings.
And I will also have to tell my dad this. No, you can't be my manager. Okay, because I wasn't on MTV when my father passed away, and he would have definitely wanted to take over my career. So, no, Dad, stay in your lane. You can't be my manager. Happy Father's Day to your family, and happy Father's Day to your dad up in heaven, Chrissy. We taking calls on what you want to say to your dad. Let's talk to Anthony. Father's Day is Sunday. Anthony, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Father's Day is Sunday. Anthony, what you want to say to your father?
Oh, I just want to say Happy Father's Day, and I miss him a lot. My dad passed when I was four.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, bro. Wow.
If your dad, what would you say to your dad right now about the type of man you are and anything you'd want him to know?
I'm the man that I am today because of him, and I looked up to him when he was here, and I'm thankful for him bringing me into this world.
Thank you,
That's
Anthony.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful, brother. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you. Let's talk to Tony from the North Side. Tony.
Yeah.
Father's Day Sunday, bro. What do you want to say to your dad?
Man, I want to tell my father, I don't know what I did for you to not want to be in my life, but wherever you are, I hope you're proud of me, man.
Wow.
That's beautiful. So even though your dad hasn't been in your life, you're okay. You just want him to, you just want to let him know that you're good.
You can't live with negativity. Negativity is not going to bring my father back into the picture. Obviously, that's what got him out of the picture. But if I could at least make him proud of me, then I know I'm doing good because I myself am a father also.
Good morning, Shronda.
Hey, good morning. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Yay, yay. What do you want to say to your dad for Father's Day?
Okay, my dad passed away in 2013, but I am so thankful that I want to say thank you to him for teaching my son to be the young man he is today. He is and was an absolute great influence on that young man. And I thank him for teaching me how I should be treated.
What's your father's name?
John Hall.
Big up to John. Yay, yay.
Happy Father's Day in heaven, John.
Rest in peace to Big John up there with Big James smoking cigars and drinking scotch. That's the kind of man I know,
right?
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. The Ed Lover Morning Show is Father's Day, Jen BT.
I know.
On Sunday. And there's a lot of people that want to say stuff to their father that they may not have ever gotten to say to him.
It's making me think, I want to say something to my dad. I'm going to call him after the show.
There you go, right there. Let's talk to Will from the South Side. Will, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Ed, welcome to Chicago, number one.
Thank you, sir. What do you want to say to your dad for Father's Day?
Hey, out of all the stuff he did, a true story, my dad turned me on to the Cadillac. Best American-made car there is. He laid down 10 years ago, and I'm still riding Cadillac. He's going on. It's a blessing.
What's your dad's name?
His name was Willie T. Wilkes, man.
Willie T. Wilkes. Yeah, I like that.
Yes, sir. I'm riding an 88 Cadillac right now this morning. That's what I'm driving to work, 88 Cadillac.
Nice.
Right now. Yes, sir. Short boy.
Take care, Will. Take care. Let's talk to Lonzel from Kankakee?
Kankakee.
Kankakee?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say it? Will from Kankakee. How you doing, sir?
Good.
What do you want to say to your dad?
I just wanted to tell him, know that I miss him. He passed away about 8 years ago.
Wow. Happy Father's Day to your dad. Thanks a lot for calling. Let's talk to Anthony from Joliet. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning,
What do you want to say to your dad, Anthony?
I wanted to thank my father for being such a good father figure to me because he is a stepfather. And nowadays it seems like us young men need more role models like him in our lives.
That's great. And that's so true that stepdads, I think it's a beautiful thing when they don't even think of you as a stepchild, that they raise you as your own. And they are the dad, literally. So that's beautiful. Exactly.
You're sitting right next to one.
That's right. As a stepdad. And I love it when he says, that's my daughter.
Yeah, I don't consider her step. I raised her, so that's my child.
Yeah, and that's how my dad is too, Ed. Absolutely. I can't think I'm enough for it.
What's his name? Shout him out.
His name's George Richardson.
Big up to George Richardson. Thanks, Aunt, for the call. Let's talk to Linda from Gary, Indiana. Linda.
Hi, how you doing? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Linda, first of all, what's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Joe Witherspoon.
What do you want to say to Joe Witherspoon this morning?
I just want to tell my Papa Joe that I miss him. He died in 1992. I was 21 years old.
Wow.
I just want to tell him that I thank him for raising me and having me in his life and having me as his daughter, and I miss him very, very much.
Good man, huh?
Yes, he was a good man. Very good man.
Good, solid man.
A good, solid man. Papa was a rolling stone.
That is so sweet.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Linda. We got Keisha on the phone for Father's Day. Keisha, what do you want to say to your father?
Well, it's not my father. It's actually my husband. I lost my father at a very young age.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I want to give a shout out to my husband because his name is Yogi. He's on the west side of Chicago. He's a great father, a great friend to our kids and to the kids that he got by himself. He be there for them. He always on time. He more like a father than a dad, though, because he stay on their neck. So I just want to give a happy Father's Day to my husband and let him know that I am here for him. I love him so much because he is my backbone, especially when you're dealing with boys and our newborn that's coming now.
Happy
Father's Day, baby.
And congratulations to you on the speedy arrival of your newborn.
Thank you. On his birthday, September 16th.
Nice. Happy. That's a great Father's Day right there. Thank you, everybody, for all the calls this morning right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show.